This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back. And I'm not going to be able to say that many more times.
I know. I had about a little week of R&R at the beach. And I just want to make a shout out to a station I didn't get to the last time I was on the air, but to WMRA in Stanton, Virginia. Wonderful people. So there's my shout out. But yes, I am rested and ready for today's puzzle. And to begin, we need that challenge that you gave to our listeners last week.
Yes, I said assign every letter of the alphabet its numerical value. A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, etc. And I said there is a classic work of literature whose two-word title in eight letters adds up to only 35. What title is it?
And your answer.
The answer is Adam Bede. That's A-D-A-M-B-E-D-E. It's a novel by George Eliot. And you know, there's not many audiences I feel I can do this puzzle for that might recognize Adam Bede, but I trust in NPR listeners.
Well, we got about 1,200 entries this week, and we have a randomly chosen winner as always. It's Bill Steverson of Signal Mountain, Tennessee. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's just a great honor to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
I call this one a Wednesday hardness because I can solve on Sunday, but this one took me all the way through Wednesday.
How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Oh, let me tell you, Leanne, you and Will and I have grown old together. I go back to day one.
All right.
I did a postcard the very first time you asked for them.
My goodness. Well, great. I'm glad you finally got a chance to play.
Well, I sort of feel like a dog who's been chasing a car for 20-something years.
Well, the best way to do it is just start doing it. So let's go, Will. Meet Bill, and let's see what cars you have for us to chase after.
Okay. Every answer today is a pair of homophones. Those are words that are pronounced the same but spelled differently, like wait, W-A-I-T, and wait, W-E-I-G-H-T. I'm going to give you a word that can precede one of these, and another word that can follow the other one, in each case to complete a common two-word phrase. You name the homophones. For example, if I said chess, blank, pipe, you would say peace, as in chess piece and peace pipe.
Ooh.
Okay, now that has sunk in,
yeah.
Here's number one. Anthracite, blank, slaw.
Coal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Anthracite, coal, and coleslaw. Good. Bus, that's B-U-S, bus, blank, shake, S-H-A-K-E.
Give me a hint.
It's what you pay to ride a bus.
Fair shake.
There you go.
That's it. Bus fare, fair shake. Honeymoon, blank, 16. And for blank 16, think of the end of the
sweet.
NC.
Sweet.
Sweet.
There you go. We didn't need a hint. Good. False, blank, sharing.
It's just kind of fun to plug any word in there. I mean, teeth, right? No. False teeth.
Teeth
cheering. Why not?
To pass your teeth around.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. False.
And blank sharing is something a corporation might have with its employees.
Profit.
Yeah, false profit and profit sharing. Good.
Great, Bill.
And here's your last one. Anchors, blank, game.
Away.
Anchors away and away game. Nice work.
Bill, nice job.
Oh, that was fun. Thanks for your help, Leanne.
Hey, thanks for yours as well. And in addition to the experience of playing the puzzle on the air, we have a couple of things for you. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. Before we let you go, what member station do you listen to?
I've been a longtime supporter of NPR and a lot of local stations. The local station here is WUTC in Chattanooga, but I also want to put a plug in for WLRH in Huntsville, Alabama, and WUOT in Knoxville. And Leanne, can I say one other thing that I want to say on behalf of all the old listeners to your program, that we just so much appreciate how much you've meant to us over the years, and we just want to wish you well in your retirement.
Bill Steverson of Signal Mountain, Tennessee. Thanks for everything and for the support that you give to your local NPR stations.
Thanks a lot.
Will, we're still playing, and we need a challenge for next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. Name a unit of length in the plural form. Rearrange the letters to spell two units of weight, also in the plural. What units are these? So again, a unit of length, it's plural. Rearrange all the letters to spell two units of weight, also in the plural form. What units are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we're going to call you if you're the winner, and you will play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.